Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 what it do, my? You already know, my. It's the Chad Beach, Miss Jean, no. The little home girl, Miss Nicky T and Miss 901. And it's going down. I fuck with my guy, Young Zay, all the way from way back in the day. So fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all haters. Fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. Fuck all y'all.
I ain't playing none of your shit. Fuck you, nigga.
Saying they ain't street enough, but I was on my main shit. They try to turn me down, saying that you ain't street enough. I put that pistol to his head and told him,
I'm just gangsta, bro.
Open house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
Extraordinary music.
Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind. Glad you're mine. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind.
I found my true attraction. From then I started wishing, trying to figure out the difference. Is it my mind or your body wishing? I don't want nobody but you. I like the way you move and your smile's familiar. I like the way you think your game tight. A sight for the world to see. The way your eyes shine against the moonlight. And when it comes to me and you against the world, you seen a diamond in the rough. And you held me up. The connection's like a star shining, reflecting directly off the diamond. Baby, I'm glad your mind laid it. And when you're not around, I fantasize, close my eyes, slip up in a dream that's X-rated. I can't wait to react this. I'm going deeper and deeper. Good dick that'll put you to sleep. Give you nut 4 and 2, have you screaming?
Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind.
Come here, baby girl, let me laugh so that pussy. And I don't mean to brag, I'm about to tag toe that pussy. Thinking about the ways I'm about to smash on that pussy. Feeling high as hell, I need a bag to your cookie. Long ass hair, pretty ass eyes, big round ass, pretty titty, thick thighs. Type of girl that makes you fall in love with her look. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder, read her book. Every time I stroke her, man, I promise you be shook.
I look in her stomach when I rim it,
keep her look. Like Peter Pan in Neverland, no surface overlook. Something like the Sandman.
Nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind.
All right, you guys, we are here for another episode of Manic Monday. I'm your host, Susie, and I'm here with the guy. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, hey, I'm doing all right, you know what I'm saying, another exciting episode of Manic Monday, you know what I'm saying, locked in as always.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the show.
Yeah, man, we're about to get into some serious business. We got Elder Flesh coming to hang out with us tonight for our walk group with guests, so we're excited to probably have him come through. So we should be around 8:30 years, 8:40 years, somewhere along up in there.
Okay, what's up? So what's going on with you today?
You know, some days is always really tricky because I've been off the table and all stuff, so and we're here, so we're ready.
Yeah.
That's what my office is working on, this very festival. album. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So what are you doing today?
Oh, you know, I've been doing a little working, then a little working out, a little, you know, trying to get my health back on, trying to get my, you know what I'm saying, my body back right, man. You know, I got sick for a minute, man, kind of, you know, everybody else don't think so. You know, I feel like I let myself get in shape that I'm not cool with.
I'm like, back to what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, just trying to get it right, you know what I'm saying, working on that. You know, other than that, I've been checking out the news, just tripping off the nonsense, madness, man, that's going on all over the world.
Well, what's going on with this Clippers, dude? What is this problem?
Basically, he made a statement to his girlfriend after she posted a picture with herself, another, I think, Magic and Johnson and his wife to her Instagram account. Conversation took place. I don't know why the conversation was recorded, but a conversation took place in which he allegedly said, you know, I don't know why I don't want you promoting yourself, you know what I'm saying, as hanging around with black people and bringing black people to the game or whatever, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, that's what the big brouhaha is about, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm curious as to why she was recording the conversation, you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's the same reason why that lady kept that suit. Bill Clinton did all that business all years and then brought it back out. Never took the cleaner, never wore no more, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's, you know, people get involved with these billionaires, man, and then they, you know, they decide that they need some insurance on some stuff. Like, if you ever... You know, she claimed she didn't release it. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, but at the same time, and I posted a question on Twitter earlier today. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Is your life open mic proof? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't condone what the dude said. I mean, you live in a business in which you deal with black people, man. You know what I'm saying? Black people buy seats. Black celebrities like Magic Johnson, you know what I'm saying? They buy court-size seats, you know, which are kind of expensive. So, It's madness, I guess, you know what I'm saying. This is like, you know, anti-making money or something, if that's what the situation is. But, I mean, it's like anybody in their own household have made conversations, have made statements, rather, that I don't think they would be looked upon the same way by the mainstream public if those conversations were to get out, you know what I'm saying. We don't all speak our best. You know what I'm saying, home alone. You know, and he's an older white dude, you know what I'm saying, 70 years old or so, 70 years old, 70, you know, maybe closer to 80 than 70. And, you know, older people, man, have a tendency, man, to be, you know, the more racially conscious, as they say, or unconscious, whatever you want, however you want to put it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, at the same time, what it really comes down to is the fact that, all that aside, man, you're a public figure. You own a basketball team. They got clauses. The players are held to a specific standard, so they holding him to the same standard, which is why it's such a big deal. You know what I mean? They have people on Twitter, like, commenting about it all day. You know, a sister said, man, like, hey, man, you know, people got a right to say whatever the hell they want to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, some white chick said she felt like he should just apologize and move forward. You know, other people in an outrage, you know what I'm saying? A former player from the team said, man, you know, it was open secret. Everybody knew the dude was racist. You know what I'm saying? He played for the team, played for several other teams in the league. He said, man, you know, in so many words, it seemed to me he was saying, I think everybody is upset because it got out. You know what I mean? It's like you're in a business, man, where people pay you millions, like $50-60 million, $8-9 million a year to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you overlook and look away on certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, now it's like, you know, the home team, those family members, friends, like, man, y'all ain't gonna say nothing about that. You know, It's like, man, if you work for a company, man, and it kind of turns out that your boss is a Grand Dragon of Ku Klux Klan, people can come to you and say whatever they want to say. But at the end of the day, man, your mortgage is going to be due. Your insurance is going to be due. Your car note is going to be due. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, when you're making millions of dollars like that, man, you know what I'm saying? You got some serious decisions to make. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm speaking from a business standpoint. I'm not going to get on here and be all, you know, with my feelings. This dude said he don't want his woman hanging out with black people. She look like she mixed with black or something. You know what I'm saying? But more Asian or whatever. So it's not like he anti-minority. He just don't want his chick looking like she hanging out with a bunch of dudes she humping. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, his brothers don't be wanting their woman posting a bunch of pictures with a bunch of random dudes. You know, I mean, just went through that with Ice-T and Coco with her posing with the other rapper dude. You know, I mean, a lot of people, man, have their feelings. They might not word it right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was specific by saying black people. He didn't use the N-word or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? He was clear, you know, what he felt.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gonna weigh in on it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, people are entitled to say what they say. I don't necessarily have to like it. But, you know, I support a person's right to say whatever they want to say, man. You know, we in radio. And if people start judging everything we say, we'll really be in trouble. You know, we have some moments over here. But so people get it.
You ain't lying.
But I mean, that's pretty much what the situation is up there, man. Well, you know,
He was posting on Facebook about it, and he did not play for one than the other. So, but I really didn't know what all the ruckus was about.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, man, some of them dudes, man, is making nice money, man. You know, this Paul, man, he make a nice little chunk of change over there. Where he gonna go? He can go. A lot of people are taking. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's like they're going to have to move somebody else around. Somebody's going to have to go over there and play. They're not going to eliminate the Clippers as a team in the league, man. You know what I'm saying? You can say, oh, they want him removed as any acting, you know what I'm saying, any active roles in the thing. He don't care. He's going to still get the money. You know, if my family owns the team, I'm not active and I'm still getting my money. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? We live in a country, man, where we still, you know, we so busy trying to be politically correct, man, that, you know what I'm saying, we allowing nonsense and BS, man, to, like, overshadow stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like they still going down to the bottom of the ocean, man, to bring the bodies up, man, of them little Korean kids. That, you know, they got moved off. I mean, this morning, the Clippers thing didn't even get as much play as George Clooney being engaged. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, you know, it's all jibber-jabber, man. You know what I mean? It's like I tell people, man, you know, I don't remember the exact chapter, man. I'm going to have it after this next music break, and I'm going to tell y'all to go check it out, man. But this book called The Unseen Hand, man, they speak about that, man. They speak about what they consider to be great victories in this country. And in this country, man, it's to get the youth interested in sports, interested in sex, man, interested in popular leaders as opposed to natural leaders, man. Get people caught up in all this nonsense, man. You know, focused on a bunch of nothing so that they can do what they do. And they consider those things, man, to have been, you know, successful things. You know, so I'm a page and chapter, man. You know what I'm saying? After this next break, hopefully, man, off a show before the show is over with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, go over there and read.
Go over there and do what?
No, I was saying, you know, when you see it, if you hear it, you know, check the book out. You know what I'm saying? Read it and see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? There are people actively involved, man, at, you know, the smoke and mirror game with us. They don't want us to be active, you know. They want us to think that, you know, one group of white rich people, you know, versus another group of white rich people have our best interest. You know what I'm saying? The Democrats do a lot of nice things, but when you really look at them and when you really break them down, it's like they really invade your privacy. They really, you know what I'm saying, all up in your house dictating how you live. You know know what I'm saying? The Republicans might not help you out, man, but they ain't in your business either. They basically saying if you can get rich, get rich. If you poor, you poor. But, you know, I mean, it's not exactly a nice thing, but, I mean, you know, after slavery was over, man, you know, they treated us like kids. Sharecroppers treated like kids. When we were slaves, they treated us like kids. People forget that the Democratic Party, man, despite the fact that they have since switched over to be the minority parties, man, they were founded by, you know what I'm saying, ex-slave owners. You know, things just switched around a little bit, man, because of several little old hiccups, et cetera, in the, you know, the political spectrum and different people's views or what have you. You know, it's hard to, like, reconcile religion, which is, you know what I'm saying, what the right is doing, pushing the religious thing for some of the other people, man. But, I mean, you know, really pay attention, man. Study, listen, focus on some stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this we got your back stuff is more of, you know, we in your business stuff. You know, more government means more people get jobs. That's not us. Every time they form another committee to vote on and form a committee to start a program up, to, you know, to help somebody out. You know, somebody's son, brother, nephew that's already in politics somewhere get a job. You know, it's all trickery. So, you know. But, man, we got a great show today, man. You know what I'm saying? I went over there and checked out some of the cat music. It was all right, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what he got to say, man.
That's some really good music. And we have some new music submissions, too. I still got D on the line. I'm going to pull him in here when we come back. We're going to play a submission from somebody down Dallas, Texas Way, Anonymous, Texas Way. We'll be back with more Man's Monday. You got to hang on tight. L's in the flesh. It's coming. Hang on tight.
Ooh.
L Boogie on the instrumental.
You hear that? What's that? That's music, nigga. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? I've been doing this shit since a motherfucking youngin', you know what I'm talking about?
Drag it up.
I love this shit. Let the beat drop. Yeah. Well, alright. Well, alright. Now follow me, man, I'ma take y'all down this road. Where it's real at. Hey!
I'm sliding through the city, jamming on my music. Sexy and pretty, if I could they be choosing. These niggas mad, I guess it's cause they lose me. They lose. I turn my system up and let the music take me away.
Turn it up,
and let the music take me away.
I was told to watch my back, cause these niggas tryna check. I ain't falling for no whole move. I won't lose, I'm a winner. Just a young, hungry nigga tryna get some food for my dinner. I'm doing bad, but they think I'm living good. Cause I be looking real smooth when I enter. They like the way I groove to the music. Move, I was blessed with the tool, I'ma use it. On the cool, been a fool, like ever since school. I done always been a cool kid. Watch me ride out the levels in the bass. Choke the hi-hats out as I put the treble in its place. I beat the beat up, but remember it's anonymous, even though you can see my face. Nigga, I ain't worried about you. I'm just doing me, you can't do what I do. Your feet stink, tryna walk in my sneaks, you'll ruin my shoes. Nigga, I don't even know why you in my room. All in my zone, Facebook tweets, cause your bitch keep calling my phone. Get out my space, I don't need your shakes. I can do bad all on my own. Just turn up my song and jam my shit. No baloney, nigga, watch how ham I get. I was lost for a minute, but I found my niche. Try my sound, now these clowns in my town all switch. Tryna block my shine, I don't need your shade. Now take your chain, got Devo's waves. He's going on the road about 3-4 days, but I rip Triple D until I see my grave. Carry heat at. No feedback, you can keep that, cause I'm a niggas dogs, I ain't even trying to see cat.
Nah.
What you know about a place where it ain't no chatter?
Chatter.
Ain't no fake and your race don't matter.
Matter.
When you climb to the top, man, you never gotta stop, cause a nigga trying to take your ladder.
Nigga,
hey, you heard my music, it sound like heaven. Worth 3 stacks, blowing pounds like Devin.
Dude.
I never run, but I'm the MC. Have you ever been around my reverend? Preach on beats by Dre. R.O.C., I'm a beast like Jay.
Jay.
It's the cold world and you must be crazy.
Hey, you must
how
be
a
crazy.
Nigga don't say I don't speak like Ye. That's rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix.
Hey.
I'm sipping purple rain since Prince ain't did this. Man, I'm on my level like Wiz is. All eyes on me like Pac. I'm a B-B-I-G for the day I drop.
Pray.
I've been on my verse, they get on my nerves. Trying to twist on my words like a nigga ain't hot.
Hey.
Can't
hey.
Touch me like Hammer.
Hammer.
Country like Nelly, so excuse my grammar.
Grandma.
No B-E-T, but you need my channel.
Channel.
Cause they on my T-I-P and I ain't seen no slammer.
Yeah.
Nigga, they the reason that I do this.
Do
some
this.
Said I was foolish for coming on some new shit.
Fuck.
So I told them tune in with the movement. The Die Bang Swag House Music.
I salute you. Yes, you's a soldier. Yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money. I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes in, I can get my dog straight. Just be patient with me, homie. Just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion. Can you imagine? Everything fancy. Two models daily. Dancing. Stripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dog. Just keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, don't you worry about a thing. Everything gon' be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gon' spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man. I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dawg. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make it, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all.
dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Manic Monday, and that was Stay Dirty. This is from Adolf. And we had a new submission from Anonymous, Take Me Away. And I'm going to bring D in here and let him talk to you guys a little bit about Anonymous. How you doing tonight, D?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
I checked out my the boy Anonymous, man. Y'all need to check him out, man. You know, Dallas, we got some good artists down here in Dallas, man, but we ain't got no heavyweighters. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to back them up. We ain't got, that's the only thing we miss in Dallas. You know, we got some good artists down there. Anonymous, my best friend hit me up and said she had somebody that I needed to listen to, and she knows about the show. She's probably listening right now. You know, I talk to everybody about the show, so he's probably listening, you know, and I'm just trying to help somebody. I'm just trying to help people, man. That's it. You know, that's all I can really say about it. You know, I don't really know him personally, but my best friend knows him, and she said he was good. The song I just heard, I liked that song. I have, you know, that was a good song.
Yeah, I liked the song too. And they also sent me a video. I went over on YouTube and checked them out. It was a really nice video. Some sweet lyrics on that song too. So shout out to those guys, Anonymous in Dallas, Texas. We are sending this music over here on 21st Central. So thank you for your submission. And
right.
All right. Waiting for Ed in the Flesh to come up in here with us, and I know he's somewhere hanging around on the board. Maybe I got callers over here. So I'm going to play this D21 Loving Us, and we're going to be back. I'll just hang on 1 second. Ed in the Flesh, come on.
All right.
Loving you, loving me, loving us. Out for each other, make it through whatever. Ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no difference between me loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
With this ring I be wed, trapping, rapping, getting red. You my heart, so can't let go. Jaheim on you, baby. We hit the scene, this king and queen. My gangster lean, yo voodoo. Diamond rings and shiny things that compliment your dance move. Got a stack to bounce me back when my credit cards are canceled. Pop the pants up, keep your man my backbone to stand up. When I'm down, no lockdown. Pay tail for your man, huh? Selfies from your camera, phone gone, here stand up. Red bottoms of barefoot, you stand firm with your man, cuz. Red bottoms of barefoot, you stand work with your man, cuz.
Loving you, loving me, loving us. Out for each other, make it through whatever. Ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no difference between me loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
You know you my bae, and you know how we do. With them fingers to the heads, cause we got our own crew. Doing a thing, we getting paid, we eat this shit for breakfast. You got us throwing bread, why them other O's are selfish? Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. Them O's was that back when. I love you, bae, I love you, bae. Fade away off into space. Now we gone off that strong. We gone,
loving you, loving me, loving us. Out for each other, we'll make it to whatever. Ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no difference. Loving me, loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
That All right, you guys, we are back for more Manic Monday, and that was D21 loving us. You can go over and follow him on Twitter at 21 Reasons Why. So make sure you go over and do that. Okay, you guys, L in the Flesh is actually here with us, and we're going to go ahead and bring him into the studio and have a little chit-chat with him. So excited to have you over here. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. Feeling great. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for all of them. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So for all of my Manic Monday audience that's not familiar with Elves in the Flesh, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, and where you're from.
Right. Yes. As you said, as you know, I am Elves in the Flesh. Originally from Chicago, Yeah, I do a little hip-hop and R&B production as well. And just out now, I'm actually in Northwest Florida, in the Destin area. So doing a little, just getting my name out there. So you can check me out. And I hope you guys like what you hear tonight.
Awesome. Well, we got yeah. Hey, Rue, you want to start us off with some questions for Elves in the Flesh tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the name is, you know, is interesting, man. Can you tell us a little bit about the name?
Well, okay, originally my name is, my real name is Lorano Lightborn. And so, of course, L's. I got three L's in my name. So, you know, that's where the name L's comes from. And in the flesh, I got a little story behind me as well. You know, I could have passed away at a young age, but I'm still here in the flesh. So, just runs perfect. L's in the flesh, you know. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah, that's an interesting story, man. So, you know, I went over there to check out your music, man. You got an interesting sound, man. You know what I'm saying? What are some of your influences as far as music is concerned?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of gospel, and of course R&B, hip hop. You can take it from gospel, you take it from Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, you know, some of the greats, Yolanda Adams, you know, things like that. You know, I'm a big fan of Usher, Genuine, and, you know, that's those are my influences. Grew up listening to them, and they really contributed to my sound as well, so production-wise, scene-wise, rapping-wise, so.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, it's a lot of people, man. This music industry is like very, very, very difficult. You know what I'm saying? It's right up there with sports and professional sports, man, to like break into and find your lane, man. You know what I'm saying? What is it that drives you about music?
Oh, man, it's just something that I love to do. You know, I was doing it from a young age. Growing up in the church, singing, you know, rapping, doing a little gospel, hip hop here and there, it stuck with me, you know, from a young age. You know, playing instruments, playing the drums, little keys here and there. Once I found that I had the talent to do it and the air for it, you know, I stuck with it and I'm still sticking with it to this day. Trying to create my own unique sound as well. You know, like you said, you say you like I have a unique sound, and that's what it's all about. I believe that's what music should be all about. I know a lot of people try to imitate, you know, other artists, major artists at that, and I believe you do need to create your own lane, your own sound. So and that's been my aim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Tweety B.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, I like to ask artists, like, about some of their experiences being in the music industry and some of the things, like, some of the hardships maybe that they ran into trying to get to the place they want to be in the music. So I just want to ask you, do you have, like, any advice or any experience that you kind of went through that you may want to tell any artist about that, you know, young and trying to do this same thing to kind of watch out for in the business as far as, you know, because a lot of people try to get over on your own promo, on radio play, different kind of things like that. So have you ran into any problems, or is there any kind of, you know, one specific thing you may want to get out there to an artist as a red flag warning in this business?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are trying to get into the business. Like I said, there are a lot of people out there who are going to try to get over on you because you are the one with the talent. I have ran into some of those people, but of course you got to, if you're not wise enough or you don't, your eyes are not open, you know, you can fall into that trap, and you know. But my advice is just, I mean, to do your research, you know, whether it's for finding a manager, to finding shows, whatever it is, you know, do your research upon it, just so you have the knowledge and can expose, you will be able to expose those who are trying to get over it on you. And just keep pushing, you know. There are people who, you have a lot of haters, whether it's friends, family, those close to you, you know, those you don't even know. But you gotta keep pushing, and you know, just keep your faith in God. You know, don't let nothing stop you from chasing your dreams. You know, we have a slogan we have called RINO, which stands for Realize Your Natural Obsession, and that's something that we've been really trying to push out here in Northwest Florida. And I believe, you know, whatever your passion is, you know, go ahead and chase after it. Don't let nobody stop your dreams. And just keep the faith and believe. So.
All right,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just like for people to talk about their experiences, you know, once you know, you get to a certain point in the business, a certain point as an age and experience and you know, some years in it. Because people say to me all the time, well, I've heard it before several times, that, you know, once an artist is 30 plus, they should, you know, really try to find something else to do, and this is not really the business for them. And that's just, to me, until you reach about 30, you don't really have a whole lot to rap about. I mean, you can rap about random things and fads and, you know, that's going in and out right quick, but until you actually live some type of life, people not
right.
really going to feel your music like that, to me. That's my personal opinion. I think
right.
you won't really find a great rapper until at least 30 plus, and that's
right.
my personal opinion. But, yeah, so I just like to let the babies know, you know, some of the things that, you know, we as veterans have gone through as artists to try to hip them to a little bit of game and give them a little insight and help, because everything that glitter is not gold. And people will, you know, that's been in the business a while, if they get an ear or a whiff of the fact that they feel like you're inexperienced, they will chew you up and spit you out. So you better be on your game. And if this is something that you really want to do, then you better know every aspect of it, and that's business and all. So I like to encourage all artists to make sure they not only are just artists, but that you learn some of the business so you can handle yourself with it. So that's my whole thing with that. But I just wanted to know, like, you said something about starting out in the church and things like that as far as your music. Do you still do, like, gospel sometimes, or do you venture off into different genres of music as well?
Yes, I do. I do. I still continue to write gospel music as well, you know, create it. It's a part of me, you know. It hasn't left. So, and I don't hesitate to, you know, even put it out there, letting it be known, because you know that is my roots. I mean, I started off when I first started making music. It was gospel rap, you know. And doing it in church, when I first started, it wasn't accepted as much as it is now. It was a little harder than it is now, but I see that there is a lane for it, you know, and I do plan to, you know, eventually do that, have that crossover, and, you know, put the music out that I have written and, you know, into that lane as well. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I grew up playing, you know, the drums in the church, singing in the choir from years, you know, about 11, 12 years old. And, I mean, I'm 27 now, and I haven't stopped. It's the driving force in my music, so, you know.
Yeah. Tweety B, I had wanted to ask the question. That was kind of like a question that had crossed my mind after, you know what I'm saying, but it speaks perfectly to it. I mean, it's the gospel or, you know what I'm saying, Christian rap, hip-hop, whatever they choose to call it nowadays, because different people like to call it different things, is at such an exciting stage right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, have you considered, like, you know what I'm saying, like doing, like, Christian rap, Christian, you know what I'm saying, music like that? Because, I mean, it's like they...
I actually put out a song to, I don't know if you've heard the Drake song, From Time. I have it up on my SoundCloud page. And it was just expressing, you know, how I was feeling at the time. It is a gospel song. It's just, the hook goes, from time to time we always seem to fall. When God is calling, don't ignore the call. Do not run. It's time to stand in faith and believe, you know. And I just felt really led to write that song and, you know, to remix the song. Whenever you guys get the chance, you can go ahead and check it out. It's on my SoundCloud page. But, yeah, I mean, I do believe there is a strong lane for, you know, Christian rap or gospel rap, whatever you want to call it. I sometimes like to call it urban inspirational. You know, I know KRS-One has put out an album a while back, you know, and that's something that really stuck with me too. In fact, that was an inspiration for me to start doing gospel rap at the time, you know, where I was a big KRS-One fan. So, there is a lane for it. I believe that if you have the gift and the ability to write, you know, gospel, go do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of it. And, you know, push. Continue to push, so.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I would have to figure out a way, hey, we'll do that. We can recreate our Mass Monday Gospels over here, because we had a complete show that was just complete gospel artists and hip-hop, you know, gospel music. And when I think through those guys with some fire and no cussing and no nothing, just get the point off. Them was a bad artist. So it is definitely a lane for it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, hey, were you about to say something?
No. He answered my question perfectly.
Okay, now we have some of your music over there to play. And you sent me, I want to get into that one first.
I'm sorry, you were cutting out. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, would you like to get into Get You Right first or one of your other tracks?
Yes, you can play Get You Right first. It's actually inspired by a friend of mine out here in Northwest Florida, Destin area. Called Rick. His name is Ricky Fannin, and he has a drink out called Chased 850, and this is a song that we are promoting for it, and I hope you guys like it.
Okay, you guys, we're going to get ready to play Elves in the Flesh, Get You Right, and we're going to come back and talk to him a little bit more. Now, if you want to get on the line with us, you can call in at 646-238-60. And get on the line with Elders and Flesh, myself, and the guy, Hey Wu. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back in just a minute. Get You Right.
Get You Right. Hey, I'm going.
From the stage to the bar, caught your eye from afar. Keep it real, girl, you're the star. Let me tip your bartender.
till I get you right.
I'ma go to the bro.
Show you wanna ride with me tonight.
Let's go, let's go.
Stop spinning, go take a ride. I hope you don't need no sleep tonight.
You should already know.
Catch me till I get you right.
I'ma go to the bro.
If I was mingling single, you qualify for cuffing. 850 got me leaning and they dreaming about your muffin. Sexual seduction, bobbing to the club beat. Trouble be my mind whenever I let the drugs see. Back to what's above me, heaven lights and cameras. I'm a long way from Monterey with crystal arm and hammers. I relaunched my grandma when I came up out the slammer. Now I'm in the FLA, trying to spread my weed through Alabama. Chicago, that's my grandma, put up with me the longest. I think of four troubles on to make a man the strongest. I'm loving every moment, sandy beaches I be on it. Where the women trying to tone it, why the fellas jump up on it? This label thing I own it, ELD that be my homie. And DJ Mike Disciple, you should know the one and only. Shout out that player Ronnie and my old dog E. Mo, you already know just exactly how it be when we
from the stage to the bar, caught your eye from afar.
Keep it real, girl, you're the star.
Let me tip your bartender.
Big know that 850,
gotta keep that chase with me. Tryna take up some space with me. Let me know what your plans are.
Try to wanna ride with me tonight. Let's go to the south.
The cops could you go take a flight.
We can dip real life.
You don't need no sleep tonight.
You should already know.
I ain't cashing out till I get you right.
I'ma go to the bell.
Shorty wanna ride with me tonight.
Any shows,
or are you going to be doing any new videos? Let us know what's going on with you.
Oh, yes. We do have a show this month, actually starting Memorial Day. We'll be at Crab Island in Destin, Florida. Every Sunday, we will be hosting at Crab Island with our good friend DJ Michael Disciple on the ones and twos. And every Thursday, starting the 22nd of May, at Pandora's in Grayton Beach, we will host some shows. So be on the lookout for that. And we also have Ray Keller's album that I've been working on with him. I'm producing. We have some singles that should be coming out soon, so be on the lookout for that. And, you know, it's just been working and putting some great music for, you know, the people to hear and to enjoy. So,
yeah. So you guys make a hold to that and get down there and see these shows. I have some friends down in Florida. Now, they are all over. But I'm going to find some of the posters and try to send them that way so they can check you out.
Yeah.
We have artists all over the place over here. It's hard to get people actually there to actually call in from Alabama. But,
go ahead, hey, Ru. Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, a lot of different people have different methods by which they market and, you know what I'm saying, get their music out to the people. Is there anything, like, unique or different that you do that, you know what I'm saying, most people don't do as far as trying to get your music out, you know what I'm saying, to your fans?
Anything different, I just say I let my face be known, you know. Go out there as far as doing open mics, try to get to as much open mics as I can in the area and try to network with different artists, whether it's country to, you know, hip-hop, R&B, you know, like it's an everyday grind out here, so I say that's a little different, you know, a lot of people don't have to cross over to the whole country scene, but, I mean, that's what's real well-known in this area that I'm in, so, you know, I say that's my whole marketing scheme right there.
Oh yeah, you know, music, man. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
How do you, as far as like your music, are you mostly into like using the bass, the normal outlets of Reverb, SoundCloud, DatPiff, etc., like to put out your music?
Oh, yes. You can check me out on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/Elves in the Flesh. I'm on Twitter as well, at Elves in the Flesh. Facebook, you can find me, you know, as Elves in the Flesh. So all over the net, you know, try to SoundCloud as well, Elves in the Flesh. Google Elves in the Flesh, and I'm sure you'll be able to find all the links. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
and that's over on Twitter, and I did send out some links to you guys for you to go and find Hells in the Flesh over on Twitter. So if you're following us, then you can go over there and get a hold to him. And I do have some more music here that I want to play. We All have right. Winter, and we have Found a New Love. Which one of those would you like to get into?
We can play Found a New Love. That's also featuring Ray Keller. It's out now on iTunes. So I can check that out. Hope you like it.
Okay. Well, we're going to play this song right now, you guys. Found a New Love featuring Ray Keller. Elvin the Flesh is in the building. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Magic Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's something special about this special girl. I just don't know what it is. I think I found a new love. When I call, I gotta reach her. If I don't, I have a sleep last night. I hope she picked up her receiver. Cause when I hear her voice, I feel alright. Something real about our connection, and I think I found love. But is it true?
It's true.
It's a new feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if she misses me. When I'm on the road or out at work, before I leave, she always kisses me. It's in my just as I love you first. A heart is full of the affection, and I think I found love. But is it true?
I think I found a new love.
not. You never had a doubt that one day I'd complete your world. We've been talking for a minute, and ever since that day I got your digits.
Moments of dream, me at the top of my game, we're bumping into a queen. Never used to be the type to want to tighten a knot, but ever since I met you, I've been enlightened a lot. I like the style, your personality, and all your taste. Never seen such a beauty, can't recall a face. Hell on, no worry, sunshine, snow flurry, you the best of the bunch. Need a ring in a hurry, no rush, so still need much more evidence. You ain't in it just to give me for my dead president. Even though you haven't said the game got rules, if Papa taught me anything, it's snooze and you lose. So carefully you choose, I don't wanna be a fool. And when I get a wife, they ain't some I wanna lose. Plus it's some I gotta prove to myself that I could be a one woman man, not the wealth. Come on.
Bonus track of Found in Love is also on there too. But yeah, if
follow me, www.dsrcrew.com. You'll be able to find me on all social networks.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, well, we just want to say a salute and shout out to you for coming to hang out with us tonight on Manic Monday. We really appreciate you for doing that. And, hey, Ruby, do you have anything else you wanted to throw out there, too?
Oh, man, well, you know, man, as far as, like, my final thoughts?
I mean, as far as L's, the guest on the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My final thought to him, like, I mean, it's like, this is an opportunity, man, you're on the show, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, is there anything, man, that, you know what I'm saying, if somebody is listening, man, who might want to work with you or try to sign you or help you or assist you in any way, is there anything that you would like them to know about you? And this is your chance, man.
Yeah, I mean, I do take my creativity, my serious, you know, my craft serious. So any artist that's willing to work, I'm down to work. You can contact me, you know, email me, elvestheflesh@gmail.com. Send it through, we can work. Some contact information. Right now we are looking for a manager as well. So you can contact me, and, you know, I'll be sure to get in contact with you as well. So
we always are looking to, you know, grab people together. So, you know, all these people, some of them, they got labels and all of that. Now, we don't want no shiesty people calling up in here. We want business people. That's about
right,
it.
Right,
serious.
Please.
So, you don't put a name behind no mess. Okay, we got another caller on the line here. Last four digits, 1954. I'm going to pull them in here. Hey, live on the air with TV, the guy named Root and Elves in the Flesh. Who do we have?
Oh, it's the one and only Ray Keller just calling in to show my super producer some love, of course.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing outstanding. Listening to the show, checking it out. Know it's one of his first interviews, but he doing good.
Oh, yeah, man. Respect. Shout out to the big homie, you know what I'm saying? We always putting in work, you know what it is. So,
yeah, well, we're glad that you're listening, and I wanted to say a salute and shout out to you for your features on the song. And we're going to be sending them over here, so you need to get us your Twitter information too, so we can add you into our tweets and make sure you get your proper credit.
Oh, for sure, no doubt. I mean, people can follow me at The Real Ray Kells on Twitter, and I'm also on that Dream Seeker, that DSRcrew.com site. All the links up there for sure. So if you check out the site, I mean, you connect us everywhere from that site.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, I'll definitely be listening in on Mondays now.
Awesome.
That's good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, we'll be tuned in. Definitely.
Appreciate the support, man. Appreciate the support.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate y'all's support. Appreciate y'all reaching out to my man.
Yeah, man. If you guys have artists on that way that you know that are serious about their music and really trying to get out there, this is what me, myself, the guy named Rue, you know, and also we have another host on Broncos Business on Friday mornings. We're really pushing to get these artists heard and get them out there if they're serious. I don't deal in that mess. You know what I mean? Like, some people come on here and I interview them and they just talking about all kind of stuff that don't have nothing to do with their craft and what they're trying to do. What they smoking, and that ain't nobody business. You know,
nah.
What they do. So, you know, we just like to get real hip-hop artists heard.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We appreciate the platform. But, yeah, we definitely know a few serious artists. But I myself, I've been through that gauntlet of running through non-serious artists. So we definitely won't send no jokers your way.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Because if they come, they're going to get Batman over here. You know what I'm saying? Joker, we're going to get Batman real quick.
I just want to call in and give the boy a shout-out. I don't want to take up his time.
Yeah, all right, well, man. Thank you. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, all make right, sure for you check
sure.
us out.
I definitely will. I'm still listening. I'll let y'all later.
All right, you guys. We thank everybody that's calling in and that's listening via computer. We just always appreciate you, and we know that you're there. And we want you to know that we salute you and we appreciate you. And Els, is there any final thing that you want to say, any shout out that you want to give or anything else before we get into your final track, winner?
Oh, I just want to thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate what you guys are doing, you know, making a way for new artists like myself to get the exposure. So I just want to thank you both, you know, for having me on your show. Manic Mondays, turn up.
Show.
Yeah. And we're going to get into some of In the Flesh winner featuring Ray Kelly. And thanks again so much for hanging out with us tonight. And don't make it be your last time. When you get new music, you submit it, and we're going to play it. When you get ready to come back and talk about it, let us know, and we'll get you back in here.
Oh, yes. I will be back. I will be back.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. We're going to play it right now. Eld in the Flesh, winner, featuring Ray Kelly. Thank you for calling in. And we're going to get into it right now. We'll be back for more Matic Monday. Hang on tight.
Baby, I got what you need.
We can put it down with these sheets, and we don't need no conversation, no questions you should ask. I'll put it in slow motion till you scream L so fast. If you ain't reach your peak yet, girl, I complete the task. But I ain't all about sex, I'm trying to make this last. What's your name and what you about? I rip this shy, but I'm in the south. We can pop champagne on the road to my house, but you gotta have a brain to run in this route. Cause I'm too focused on my future, and ain't no room for my past. I hold you tight for a night like Luca, and I ain't loose to my grasp. Cause I'm a winner, I'm a winner. I ain't Kales, they call me Els. My name ain't Bells, and you can tell that I'm the man in these streets. Check the credentials, ask around, cause I'm the man on this beat. Now I'ma go and slow it down so Teddy Velvet can
baby,
speak.
Baby, I got what you need, you need, you need. Oh, can you put it down for me, for me?
Down, you ain't gotta shield me. I'm coming at you real with the hope that you gon' feel me. Don't claim to be no real G, I'm done with the thuggin'. Definition of the real me is all about loving. You a dame with the frame of a goddess from Greece, but I'm more concerned with your intellect and your skills in the sheets. Cause I need a lady in the streets and a woman at home. So no matter where we be, you're never treating me wrong. No, I don't come with a clone, and yeah, I know it's a shame. And how ironic that your mama made your name Lois Lane. Now that's a trip. Who you want ain't Flip, who is Ray. And I know what you're thinking, but I don't do this every day. I ain't always in the club politicking for a play, but tonight I got a feeling you the one that's if you're willing to leave with a winner and leave our pretenders in the dust. I'm looking for real love, not lust.
I got what you need, you need, you need.
Then baby, I'm in the lead.
competition, I'm moving at top speed. The best life, yeah baby, that's right. I'm far beyond the best, that's just my swag type. I'm killing them, hey, beautiful with the pump, yup. I'm feeling them, nice shape, yup, she's a 10, no, a million. Stacks on stacks, stacks on racks, racks on racks. I ball everywhere I'm at, and she know this, that's why she approaching. I'm vibing off emotions, my G got her open, right. She jocking off my drop top, no backseat, my doors drop. Don't rock chains, no gold watch, I don't cop stones, I don't rock rock. She so fly, she something else, new vibe I ain't never felt. I'm so weak, she bad for my health, she fine wine, she top shelf. Now down peace, hop in the Jag, see how a winner ride. Winner ride, as we cruise and cross the finish line.
What you need, you need, you need. Oh, can you put it down for me? Can you put it down for me? Can you put it down for me? You can leave right now with me, with me, with me. Oh, and get with a winner, winner, winner. Yeah, yeah. You can leave with me. You can come home with me. Let me just be Teddy B.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I know you would.
Not even all that.
Crazy as hell. These trees is flight. She won't be there without me.
She won't be
there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She won't be there. She roll all my weed up. She so bad she need Jesus. Love to speak in my mic like she doing a feature. Her draw fall down to her sneakers. Then she hop up on top. Booty softer than cotton. Got me hard as a rock. We want it in public. I don't give no fucks. In the back of my Impala, roll them windows up. We got the car all rocking. Till the cops come knocking. We see them headlights coming. But we not stopping. I'm her baby. She won't be dead. She said, what's the queen on the throne without her crown? I said, baby, just chill, enjoy the ride. We gon' turn it up a notch, enjoy the night. She rolled her eyes, then cracked a smack. She play her role, I like her style. She got that good, she got low mass. And she love a nigga. She won't be down, she won't be down. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be, wanna be. She wanna be. That's the way I like to, yeah. But she know that though. I can tell by how she throw that though. Tremendous head, breakfast in bed, cheese and eggs, toasted bread. She cooking for me, I'm good and fed. I hit the road, she hit my text. She ain't worried about other hoes. Niggas chase her, love stunting for her. She ain't moved by what money brings. She fucks with me cause I keep it cheap. I turn her on electricity. These niggas turn her off but they ain't paid the bill. I know her aim, she targets me. Whenever we got time to kill, yeah. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. I'm gon' let her. She wanna be.
I wanna be down, I wanna be
We're gonna do you right. We're gonna last well, but no fight.
Baby, just chill.
I really don't care how old it gets. Like, I'm going to continue to play that song. That's one of my favorite songs by at Lil Fly. You can go over and follow him on Twitter, at Lil Fly underscore AE. So make sure you do that. We did a double play from him, Here For You and This Teal. So if you go over and check him out, he's a very hot artist. And we have callers on the line. Hey, we're going to pull one in here, 9792. This is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous, how you doing?
I'm all right. What's up with it?
We're good. We're good over here. We're glad that you called in. We did get a chance to play one of your songs. So now
I heard. That's why I had to call in and holler at you. What y'all thinking?
You were listening?
No, I wasn't able to catch it. But, you know, the homie told me y'all played it, and, you know what I'm saying? I had to go and get y'all a call and, you know, chop it up with you and see what y'all think about it and all that.
Yeah, well, I really liked the track, and I did like the video that you sent to me also. That was a hot video. So it's a little
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So now that we got you on the line here, just tell us a little bit about Anonymous, where you're from, and how you got into really wanting to do the music thing.
Right on. Yeah. You know, I'm from Dallas, Texas, man. Born and raised. Been doing this music for about 10 years now. So, you know, I'm part of Swag House Music. I'm not sure if y'all heard of my, you know, my counterpart, T Cash. Got a lot of records, you know, Spread Your Legs and the song called That's My Chick, I Don't Play. So, you know, we've been out here working for a minute, you know, just doing our independent grind. So, you know, now I'm working on this. I dropped a new tape on June the 3rd, man. Everybody go pick this tape up. It's something classic, man. It's epic, real. You know, real hip hop, you know, music, man, with the game missing, I feel, you know. So June 3rd, you know, y'all catch me on Instagram, Twitter, you know, Facebook, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
That's what's up. Well, we are happy that you called in to say that somebody was hearing it. But what we're going to do now, since we have you on the line, and we're going to double play that, we're going to play Anonymous Take Me Away, you guys. And we're going to come back here and talk a little more, and Heru and I are going to give our final thoughts on this Manic Monday. So, again, thank you for calling in, Anonymous, and make sure you hang out with us on Mondays, 8 o'clock, okay?
Really, I'm tuned in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Here we go, you guys. Anonymous, take me away.
L Boogie on the instrument.
You hear that? What's that? That's music, nigga. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? I've been doing this shit since a motherfucking youngin', you know what I'm talking about?
Straight up.
I love this shit. Let the beat drop. Yeah. Well, alright. Well, alright. It's Anonymous, nigga. Now follow me, man. I'ma take you out on this road. Where it's real at. I was told to watch my back, cause these niggas tryna check. I ain't falling for no whole move. I won't lose, I'm a winner. Just a young, hungry nigga tryna get some food for my dinner. I'm doing bad, but they think I'm living good. Cause I be looking real smooth when I enter. They like the way I groove to the music. Move, I was blessed with the tool, I'ma use it. On the cool, been a fool, like ever since school. I done always been a cool kid. Watch me ride out the levels in the bass. Throw the hi-hats out as I put the treble in its place. I beat the beat up, but remember it's anonymous, even though you can see my face. Nigga, I ain't worried about you. I'm just doing me, you can't do what I do. Your feet stink, tryna walk in my sneaks, you'll ruin my shoes. Nigga, I don't even know why you in my room. All in my zone, Facebook tweets, cause your bitch keep calling my phone. Get out my space, I don't need your shakes. I can do bad all on my own. Turn up my song and jam my shit. No baloney, nigga, watch how ham I get. I was lost for a minute, but I found my niche. Turn my sound, now these clowns in my town all sweet. is try to block my shine. I don't need your shade. I'll take your chain, got Debo's way. He's gone on the road about 3-4 days. But I rip Triple D until I see my grave.
Sliding through the
carry heat at. No feedback, you can keep that, cause I'm a nigga's dogs, I ain't even trying to see cat.
Nah.
What you know about a place where it ain't no chatter, ain't no fake and your race don't matter. When you climb to the top, man, you never gotta stop, cause a nigga trying to take your ladder. Nigga, hey, you heard my music, it sound like heaven, worth 3 stacks, blowing pounds like Devin. I never run, but I'm the MC, have you ever been around my reverend? Preach on beats by Dre, R-O-C, I'm a beast like Jay. It's a cold world and you must be crazy. Rockin' rolls, Jimi Hendrix.
Hey.
I'm sippin' purple rain since Prince ain't did this. Man, I'm on my level like Wiz is. All eyes on me like Pac. I'm a B-B-I-G for the day I drop. I've been on my verse, they get on my nerves. Tryna twist on my words like a nigga ain't hot. Can't touch me like Hammer. Country like Nelly, so excuse my grammar. No B-E-T, but you need my channel. Cause they on my T-I-P and I ain't seen no slammer. Nigga, they the reason that I do this. Some said I was foolish for coming on some new shit. So I told them tune in with the movement. The Dow Bang Swag House Music.
Motherfucker. Salute to all the ladies on the earth. To the ones that believe in me. Dawoo. I made this song just for you. So check. Are you the one for me? Please tell me. Don't fake or perpetrate. Have the heart to be real. I gotta tell you like it is, girl. You are my inspiration, motivation, domination. I love you so much. I hit you with my slightest touch. I finally healed my broken heart. You was the biggest part. I'm on my bending knee. Come on, girl, will you marry me? I need your love. Computer love. Butter love. One love. Do you love me? Please tell me, you are my queen, I am your king. Come on girl, all I do is dream about you. Woo. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo. We can take it nice and slow. Leaving no cruise control. I wrote this song just for you. This the only way, baby, I can express my feelings to you. We are so tight. Treat you right, we never had a fight. Come on, show my world. You are my queen, I am a king. Come on, sit on my throne. I walk through doors with marble floors. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, you make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, all I do is dream about you. Ooh. All I do is dream about you. Come on, girl. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So check. I've been stabbed by a savage chick. I can't believe when I'm living to say this. She's my favorite girl. She got a golden child. I never been fake. I never snitch. How many chicks you know that have a baby on their birthday? That's a hell of a present from heaven. I paint the purple picture, I got an earth, yeah, niggas, I be clocking her, I be clocking her. See the fatter chick
on the avenue. As a whole circle, yeah. I love you, I walk it, I talk it. I love hip-hop, I can't stop. You are my music, all I do is dream about you. Come on, girl, let me rock and roll with my tongue. I am the one. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Woo. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo.
I come through well equipped with the snub, stick in the mud, cause you little niggas are stuck. Since you wanna blow, cause you put her lips on my blunt. Now she wanna try something different to suck. Yeah, yeah, I'm right up in the booth, begin to speed out. I'm finna be out like I won't want fighting in the room. Call myself a punchline king. Fucking punchlines like a one night fling. Never going back like it's a one time thing. Out of black car waiting for what the sunshine brings. Vision 2 o'clock. Now let's not pretend to be. Give her Hennessy cause she ride on your enemies. She shine bright like a diamond. Looking for some limelight in the horizon. Bitch think I rhyme tight, she ain't lying. That's why my long pipe in a hymen.
I fuck shit up.
Enough to try this shit. She might polish cause the size flaunted. Hydraulic so I let her low ride this chick. Whether you like it or not, D-E-R-E-Z only like a sign in the box. I got a package for you bitch, make a sign in the box. Slide in the twat, throw it west side when I shot her club up. Nigga what's up, the exit in the porn, shut the fuck up. I gone door, she gon' drop that there. Like my album Push Back, you'll get dropped that year. Nigga. Now you gotta get it. If your bitch not bad and she not a victim, I'ma holler but won't call a nigga. And I'm out in this bitch like a bad father figure.
Cause I come through, I fuck shit up. Then I take y'all bitch. Cause I come through, I fuck shit up.
Uh-huh. You already know what it is, man. No drop. AMG DVD, man. Just found.
What you call my nigga?
I'm from the west side, where the best live and the best die. And the rest try, but they disdeceive. If you're looking for me, this where I'm
Full Trade DJs.
What you call my nigga?
Jelly roll, damn. Like Callum, we the best. I'm partial to myself, ahead of the game, still below the net. The best side, I stand by it, I guarantee it. And my soul run through my veins, I never leave it. Learn from the ones before so that and learn more. The west side still get you blind for the foe. It started from the bottom, now we here. DBD, AM.
OMG, yes I am.
Where you from, my nigga?
I'm from the west side, where the best live, and the best die, and the rest try, but they didn't succeed. If you're looking for me, this where I'ma be. Hey.
I'm from the west side, yeah, I'm from the west side. I'm from the west side, yeah, I'm from the west side. I'm from the west side, yeah, I'm from the west side. I'm from the west side, yeah, I'm from the west side.
You can catch me in the city, getting up on my being in proposition. I'm trying to live optimistic, but these niggas won't stop me fishy. So I put a limit on the niggas that I kick with. Cause they niggas you kick with are end up on the bitch list. Ooh, lordy, I'm thankful. You know I don't need that deal. DVD be my team. It's a movement to my death. I don't do that for my health, man. I keep this shit straight G. When I'm at the bar, you keep this swamp. Bitch, I'm sucker free. Niggas say they want that G. Said I give it to them. Call me on Bill T. In the gang, cause I lend it to them. My brain, no time. But I need that back with interest. Every nigga trying to eat. Nigga, so respect my pimpin', my mackin', my hustle. It shows after show. My nigga beat me beats. I shit on flows after flows. Nigga, where the fuck you from? From the O, yeah, the west side. That's where the best live. That's where the best die.
Where you from, my nigga? I'm from the west side. Where the best live. And the best die.
All right, you guys, we are here for the ending of our Manic Monday tonight. We're here to give our final thoughts on the show. I want to give a big shout-out to Elves in the Flesh who came through for our walkthrough guest tonight, and we appreciate him for being here and being on time and ready for his interview. So
yeah,
I want to give him and shout him out, too. Yeah, that's important. It's very important. And also to all of the callers that call in and support the show tonight, we really appreciate you too for listening and for sharing. All the people that are sharing on Facebook, retweeting on Twitter, and really helping us out, we appreciate you. And make sure when you come over and click the link on the show, you actually follow us on Blog Talk Radio so we can count those numbers and get our numbers and following up as well. So, I guess you can follow me on Twitter at CDBird334, and that's with a Y and not an I, so make sure you go over and do that. Our shows air on Monday, Manic Monday, 8 to 10. Explicit content on Thursdays, 8 to 10, and Grow Hope Business on Friday at noon. And this is all Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you check out our shows because we're over here and we're playing your music. So, hey, Rue, do you have any final thoughts, anything you want to get into?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before I forget, let me read you that, send you, give you the information that I promised earlier, man. The name of the book is The Unseen Hand by Epperson. It's chapter 38 on page 402. It's called The Greatest Victory. Go check that out, man. You'll see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Keeping everybody beefing and chitter-chattering by creating two separate groups. You know what I'm saying? Everything in there, man, you know what I'm saying? Even though it may be some conspiracy type stuff, it's something to look into and consider, man, you know. Also, before we forget and get up out of here, I know time is running short and I get a little long-winded, man. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, say that our prayers go out, man, to the people in Arkansas, man, who lost their lives and families and homes and stuff, man, through the hurricane earlier today, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody is all right, you know what I'm saying? Keeping y'all in our prayers over here, man, you know. And lastly, you know, we got a special explicit content. We're going to be doing a round table over there this Thursday with Jerry Dobie of the Hype Magazine. You can follow him at Jerry, at J-D-O-B-Y-P-R, Jit Chronicles of Grindhard Radio. You can follow him over there at Jit Chronicles, J-I-T-C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. Of Grindhard Radio, at The Hour Show, D-H-O-U-R-S-H-O-W, of The Hour Show, at Smooth the Dude, and Smooth the Dude Show, that's T-H-A not T-H-E, Smooth the Dude, and Live by Terrence is a Live by Terrence show. We're going to be dealing with, you know, the state of black boys in America at this time, man. You know, topic we're going to be dealing with mostly is like reinventing the concept of success in the black community in order to change the thought process of, you know what I'm saying, moving forward, et cetera. So, you know, y'all check us out, man. You know, it's going to be a real serious show. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can be an impact upon somebody, you know what I'm saying, help somebody out. Hopefully y'all will be there. You know, that's, as Tweety B say, that's 8 to 10 Eastern time, you know. And y'all can follow me over there at Hey Rukuti Reborn, which is H-E-R-K-H-U-T-I-R-E-B-O-R-N over on Twitter. And I'll be tweeting out the link, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all come through, listen to us, man, you know, participate in the roundtable. Got something to say, man. You know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome to come through. Other than that, man, I have had a fantastic time, man, over here on another successful episode of Manic Monday. Like you said, man, I'm always want to shout out to professionalism of artists showing up on time, man, having your business in order, man, having nice production to your music, you know, and being able to express yourself in your movement, man. That's always, always a plus, man.
Yeah, yeah. So,
salute, man, to L's in the flesh.
All
and
right.
Salute to you know,
yeah.
Handling the board. You know, she double duty in it all the time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She work hard over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to say, you know, that we partners in this radio revolution when, you know what I'm saying, she be doing like two-thirds of the work, you know. Oh, shout out to the country boy, D.A.M., for sliding through here earlier. You know what I'm saying? Participating, man, supporting us as he always does, man, being a member of the Tweety B Network. So, you know, I'm going to step on back, man, let Tweety B, you know, walk us on up out of here, man. Y'all be easy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, too, because I'm trying to catch the corner store before they close. So we are out of here, y'all. We will holler at next Manic Monday at 8 o'clock. You know the place and you know the time. So holla, holla. We out.
Whoop.